Hello, Mr. Grable?
Yes.
Yeah, this is calling again. I won't take much of your time. Sorry to call collect. My budget couldn't stand anymore.
Okay.
Listen, that thing keeps coming back. It's been back three times. Now the chief of police has seen it. One of the policemen has seen it. A friend of mine has seen it. One of the farm neighbors has seen it. My parents have seen it. And the other night it was right between the barn and the hog house again, and it was the same big ball of light. And it's something else.
What in the devil you got out there in the way of surface features that would attract that?
I don't know, sir. We have a big barn out here. My father was just trying to consider some different things. We have a big barn out here. It's 40 by 80. And it's got an all-steel silo inside of it. You can't see it from the outside. But it's an all-steel silo on the interior of it. We also have a huge big stone power plant. And if you guys wanted to see UFOs, all you'd have to do is come over here to the big stone power plant. It's one of the largest in the nation. And
is that atomic?
No, it's just coal burning.
Uh-huh.
But you can sit out there on the hill, and my buddy and I sit up there on the hill, and I know airplanes. I worked with Delta Airlines for a long time. And we sat up on a hill up there. It's always clear, and you can see the stars virtually every night. And the sky above that thing is just swarming with them.
Okay, do you have cattle on your farm?
None at all. No cattle whatsoever.
No livestock in it anyway?
None at all. No, sir.
I'll be darned.
But it's always between the last night, the thing looked like it was 40. Did you get my letter?
Yes.
Okay. Last night, that object, I didn't stand around, or night before last, I didn't stand around to really look at it, but it was about 40 feet in diameter, and it was right between our hog house, and I ran back in the house and called the police department. We have a police scanner here, and by the time I called and went back to look at the window, it had dropped down to about an inch across, I mean, visually.
Uh-huh.
But it keeps coming back, and it's, you know, it's getting to the point where it's ridiculous.
Is this thing getting any closer to you?
Yes, it is. Yes.
Okay, what was the last time you saw it?
The last time we saw it was last night.
Last night.
Uh-huh. And it was back the night before that. The police came out here twice to see it. Saturday night, it was back.
You getting any electronic problems around there?
Yes, sir. We're getting quite a bit of interference on our TV set and a lot of static on the police scanner. We thought perhaps it was our lead-in for our antenna on the television set, but the police scanner started acting up at the same time the television set did.
Okay. Any of the other law enforcement agencies getting anything?
No, sir. Just the police department. That's it. Now, the man that works down there, you know, as I stated in my letter, the man that works that shift, he's not very diligent about writing on the log, but the
right.
Police chief...
And he saw it also?
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he just saw the ball of light because by the time that... He saw it from the city over our place. That's how big it was. We're 5 miles away from the city, and he saw this big, huge ball of light in the sky. And not only that, he was a licensed airplane pilot, too, you know, and he said it's not an airplane.
Is anyone looking at this thing through a telescope or a spotting scope?
Yes, sir. We've looked at it through binoculars on several different occasions, and it's always the same changing of colors from red to orange to white to blue to green and back again, the same sequence.
And constantly on the move?
Well, no, it sits in hoovers. The damn thing will sit there in hoover and sit there, but it seems like it knows this object. I don't know. I'm kind of giving it personal features, you know,
uh-huh.
But it seems like it knows if somebody's, you know, coming out to look at it or going to see it. I got in the car and tried to follow it the other night, but it was just too quick for me. It was gone.
Did it leave when you took off to follow it?
Well, no, it left, and then I came in the house to make a long-distance phone call, or make a phone call to the police department.
Uh-huh.
It was gone when I came back. It wasn't gone, but, I mean, it was out of good, clear visual range.
Okay,
and I'll tell you something, I'm scared of it.
Has anyone tried any pictures?
No. I've got a professional photographer, but he was out of town that night that it was here. And he's planning on trying to get some pictures of it if it comes back. But we're stymied. My folks are scared. My dad has a heart problem. He's a little upset about it. And
Well, it hasn't made any threatening moves, has it?
No, sir. No,
I don't think so. None of them usually do.
I just wish it would... Whatever it is, I wish it would land and come up and have a cup of coffee with me.
How far away is that power station?
The power station is about 8 miles away, to 10 miles away from here.
Okay.
And it's a huge power station. In fact, it burns something like 40,000 tons of coal a day or some tremendous amount. It serves this whole area through here.
Do you have any of the high transmission lines close by?
I don't know if we have any transmission lines, high power transmission lines close by or not. I think there are. As a matter of fact, it usually comes from... from the direction of the radio station, right over the top of the radio station. KMSD radio.
Okay, have they had any problems that you know of?
No, sir. I haven't spoke to any of the engineers out there at all with reference to it. So I don't know if they're having any transmission problems or not.
Okay, no doubt then the power station is the thing that's attracting this thing.
Right. I think that's what it is. I'm convinced it's nothing from our global, engineering, nothing that we've designed or anything. I'm assuming a lot of things, but I've never seen anything like it before in my life.
Yeah.
And it keeps coming back to between our barn and our hog house. I don't know what it finds so interesting there, but...
Okay, now how far is this away from the house?
About 50 feet.
Well, that's pretty darn close.
Yeah.
Okay, at that distance, what estimate do you give in size?
I would said last night it was for the light itself, or the night I saw it, which was the night before last. The light itself was 40 feet across.
Uh-huh.
About 40 feet across.
You still can't see any vehicle of any kind?
Well, the only time we've seen, last night, or the night before last, again, when I sighted it, I didn't stand around. I was nonchalantly walking out to my car. I spotted it and immediately came back in the house, so I didn't really look for any structure outside of the structure that my father and I viewed in the diagram that I sent.
Uh-huh. Any mining in that area?
No mining whatsoever, no. No.
Gas wells, oil wells?
No wells or any energy sources that would be around in this area at all.
How far is the closest neighbor?
The closest neighbor, I would say, is 1 mile directly north, or a mile and a half north, and then we have another neighbor in that general direction about 2 miles away.
Have you ever seen anything in their area?
No, sir. I haven't even visited with them, but I know that there's another farmer who's right. In fact, I was talking with him tonight, and he's seen it himself, but he's seen it from some distance and was curious to know what it is. Another man, he has a police scanner, and of course, he always comes out and whenever he hears a police call, and tries to see what's going on, and he came out, he saw it himself. So all in all, there's probably 12 or 14 people that have viewed this, and several of them are pretty knowledgeable about, aircraft. And
right.
Two or three of them are pilots, as a matter of fact.
Okay, then the only close approaches would be around your place.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I'm sorry, this is costing you a pretty penny. It's going to look like a Korean War debt, your phone bill.
Important information. How about physical or mental experiences and sensations when these things are in the area? Anyone get anything?
When it's in the area, I wouldn't say that anybody has any physical or mental experiences, although that I know since it started coming, I have a heart problem. And I don't know if it's because of what's going on or what it is, but I know both my father and I have really been feeling bad. As a matter of fact, our dog had a heart attack and a stroke just the other night, and we had to put it to sleep. I don't know if that means anything or not, but that did happen just the other night, and the dog was only 7 years old.
Was the object in the area that night?
I believe so, yes.
What night was it?
That was last Friday night.
Last Friday, okay. That'd be the
No, a week ago tonight. I'm sorry.
It'd be the 13th.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we had to put the dog to sleep, and the vet said he hadn't, really seen anything like that before, that he'd had apparently had a heart attack and a stroke both.
Well, had that dog shown any particular disturbance when the objects were in the area?
And all his veins were collapsed. Oh, no, none that I noticed. I don't know if the dog was upset or anything at that time. We were concentrating so on what was going on that we really didn't pay any attention to him, Mr. Gribble.
Okay.
And I know that, like I say, both my father and myself have been feeling rather poorly. And again, it might be stress or nerves or wondering what the devil it is,
Any dreams of any kind?
Yes, sir. I'm telling you, I've had some dreams that have knocked you since that thing has come. It's put a lot of... And I have a creepy feeling. I can't understand it, but I have a feeling like... If I can explain it to you, then you won't think I'm insane.
Go ahead.
I have a feeling like it's coming back for somebody. That's just the feeling I have in the dream. And I told my folks that one night. I said, I know it's coming back, and it did come back. And it's just that I have dreams a lot. Have you had any dreams, Mom? I had dreams about the UFOs and things. It might just be because it's the shock of the whole thing, but I have had about three or four, in fact, waking up in the night sweating from them because they're so frightening and so very real and vivid.
Okay. Do you get the feeling that somebody's trying to communicate with you?
Yes, sir, I do.
Mentally?
Well, I don't know if it's a... I don't know. It's an experience like I've never had before, and I'm trying to you know, decipher the real feelings from the superficial things. I wish they'd land and come in and have a cup of coffee with us, you know.
Yeah, well, there's a few technical problems involved there.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Well, I can assure you there's no hostility. I doubt very much if there's any hostility intended. It's it's observation. In the past, we have seen a very marked pattern from all over the world where they pick certain individuals or certain families or certain groups where they make close approaches and appear to be either studying the individual or presenting themselves so that they can, what they are doing is acting as a conditioning program.
Yes.
To condition the individual or groups that here I am, I want you to believe, you know, that we exist.
Yes, sir.
No hostility meant in all this.
Yes, sir.
We've seen this happen all over the world, and people have had multiple experiences, but of course they get slightly frightened and in some cases scared half out of their britches.
Yeah.
But nothing ever really happens to them in the way of physical harm or hostility or anything.
As far as your experience of seeing the various individuals who might be controlling whatever this craft may be, assuming it is people, are they frightening to look at?
No, in all the cases where we have had landings with the occupants, they have been humanoids like ourselves, you know, none of this two-head, four-arm, four-leg business.
Uh-huh.
But very much like ourselves, only varying in size and a few physical discrepancies, the various different eyes, different ears, different shape head or size head. And, but the general physical structure is the same.
Uh-huh.
But there is a communication problem because of what we call a time gap between various civilizations. This is the theory that's going around now.
An advancement in physical structure.
Right, physical and mental advancement. They might be thousands of years ahead of us, and this presents a problem in the field of biomagnetics, which our own science is just starting to learn a lot about.
Mm-hmm.
And,
well, my belief is that we as human beings, we don't reach a complete cycle in life. I feel that it's kind of a metamorphosis thing, and we never have been able to transform ourselves into a structure that's really compatible with our existence.
This is just about what it amounts to, you know. Has anyone in your family ever been bent towards having psychic-type experiences?
I have, sir.
Okay. What type? Anything particular?
I'm able to locate things that are lost. I sound like I'm out in left field someplace, but these are things most people don't ask, and I don't usually tell about.
Well, these
my
are
mother
things
can vouch for it, and she's listening to this conversation at the present moment.
Uh-huh.
And I'm able to locate things that are lost just through psychic sensations and being able to find them, and I've always felt that I've had some psychic power, but I haven't been able to tap what it is exactly outside of that.
Okay, then you see what you're dealing with is a mind with highly advanced cells. That once again, we're getting into the technical bit. And people who have this ability quite often put themselves very much on the same plane mentally. I'm speaking of the mind and the brain as a higher advanced civilization.
Yes, sir.
And this is, we feel, a necessity before the people on this planet or on our level of advancement can communicate with anybody higher. There's a big wall there that keeps, this is the problem that I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I might mention, sir, that in our son's IQ test, he has an extremely high IQ when the tests have been taken.
Okay, I'm glad you mentioned that.
And he normally doesn't like to tell it, so I will say it.
Has your IQ increased any since the sightings have started, even above what's your usual count?
No, I don't know that, whether it has or not. I don't think he would know.
Uh-huh, okay.
Oh, man, he went up on the other phone now, so. But when he has had IQ tests, I know they say that he's just a borderline genius, is what the doctors have told us.
Uh-huh.
I mean,
My
confidence is flattering. I don't know if it means anything, but being mentioned, it, you know.
It definitely has a lot to do with it. We had a recent case in the Seattle area where a woman had a close approach, and her IQ almost tripled for nearly a week.
Oh, is that right?
And we know that science, there's several universities in the country today working on this where they have found where the human being, when they suddenly become in contact with a electromagnetic or straight magnetic field, which is, I'm speaking of those, the regular, well, I won't get into it too technical, but a magnetic field, which is different or stronger, that it causes the biomagnetic clock within the human body to spurt forward. Mm-hmm. And
their manner of propulsion, then, probably.
This, we feel that the propulsion systems on these vehicles have something very close to electromagnetic drive, and when an individual comes or gets fairly close, why, many strange things start to happen, including an increase of IQ or even sudden healing of physical wounds.
Mm-hmm.
And again, our own science is getting into this and coming up with some very mind-boggling discoveries. But I tell you what we would like to do, there's another UFO organization in the country much bigger than ours, and they have some very crackerjack investigators, and if possible, if we can get one in there, why, we'd like to send them up and talk to you.
Absolutely.
Really, it's getting a little frightening.
Have you tried light signals?
No, sir. None at all. The availability, the access to the light signal is not there at the time it's needed.
Uh-huh.
I mean, we haven't kept it handy, and I guess it's because we perhaps know they're coming back but haven't really expected them to.
Right.
What I'm saying. And so, and I have a feeling that if we make, again, it's a strange statement, but I have a feeling that if we make any effort or overt attempt at contacting them, that they won't come back. And personally, I'd like for them to come back.
Well, we have found that if they want to establish contact, they will do it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it won't be necessary for you to step forward, but if they feel that they can communicate with you without any problems, technical problems, between you and them, then they will do it without any problem. And I think that possibly their continuous presence in your area would indicate that they are more or less conditioning you.
Yes, sir.
For something in the future.
I absolutely haven't any fear of what's on board. Several people have suggested shooting it.
No, oh, heavens no, don't do that.
And that's not feasible. And another part of my philosophy is that I won't even kill an ant or a fly. I don't believe in it.
Uh-huh.
And I won't do it.
Well, I see you and I think much alike. But, there are a lot of people, especially law enforcement officers, have been frightened by these things and taken shots at them. Of course, there hasn't been any repercussion, only they just move away is all. But we'll try to get these people up there. I'll give them a call tomorrow morning, and I'm sure that they must have someone in your area, and see if we can't get somebody down there to talk to you and maybe stand by and watch for these things, too.
It was here tonight, but not close.
Uh-huh.
I could see it over here in the southwest again. I mean, from the house here. In the southwestern direction.
Yes.
In the night. But it was... Well, if you didn't know if you hadn't seen it up close, you know, you'd probably think it was a star or something like this. But it, you know, you watch it and it starts moving and you know it is.
Yes. Okay, we'll see what we can do about that.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much.
It's been a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you. It's been our pleasure.
Right.
Thank you so much.
Bye.